raised concerning conflicting emotions and loyalties among the subjects of the Spartan IV program. Edward Buck's unusual candor proved illuminating at this crucial juncture in the institution's history. In the years after the end of the Human Covenant conflict, also referred to as the Covenant War, and in the early development of the Spartan branch, his story is presented here in its entirety for placement in the historical record. 1. Report of Spartan Edward Buck, Office of Naval Intelligence Eyes Only. I never wanted to be a Spartan. They didn't even exist when I was growing up on Draco III. Unless you count the citizens of the Greek city of Sparta back on Earth, I suppose. But that's one hell of a stretch. The super soldiers from the Spartan II program, like the Master Chief. Back when I was a Marine, they always struck me as glory-hungry bullet catchers. And I wasn't just your average grunt slinging slugs for the United Nations Space Command. For the better part of my career, I was one of the top soldiers in the human part of the galaxy, the ones the regular Marines look up to. I was an ODST. That's an orbital drop shock trooper. We're the ones who get packed into our high-tech coffins and then shot out a perfectly good spacecraft. From there, we zip through skies burning with enough ordnance to turn a regular ship to slag, then slam down behind enemy lines and start clearing the LZ for the next wave of Marines lining up behind us. We had a damn hard job, and we did it better than anyone. The old school Spartans, the best thing they did for the rest of us on the field of battle was draw enemy fire. That's no small benefit, mind you, and I got nothing against the Master Chief himself. I've met him, fought alongside him. He's a good Joe. You know, for a genetically engineered superhuman who was kidnapped at 6 years old to be shaped into a killing machine. He never morphed into a monster and tried to bite my head off. Not once. That's a far sight better than I can say about those Covenant bastards we put down together. And don't even get me started on the Flood. So far, I've managed to avoid coming into contact with those nasty critters, though. Not coincidentally, the docs tell me that's the best way to prevent any kind of infection. But times change. Spartans change. Hell, even I changed. The Covenant War ended. We won. With the help of the Arbiter and his rebellious elite pals, we kicked the rest of their bifurcated asses off Earth, and then we cleared out every human system we could find. Go, humanity. Am I right? I loved that. The moment we knew we'd won, that was a sensation I'll never forget. Against all odds, and countless thousands of Covenant troops, humanity had survived. One thing overwhelmed me even more than that feeling of triumph. A sense of relief. But that stunning instant of accomplishment faded faster than a perfect sunset on shore leave. We might have shattered the Covenant as a group, but some of the most hostile surviving bugs picked up the pieces and did their level best to glue the damn thing back together into an even uglier version of its old self. Now, I didn't mind that so much, but without the threat of the original, properly organized Covenant looming over our heads, some of the human rebel forces who had joined the UNSC in our fight against the aliens didn't cool their barrels for more than a couple days before they spun their sights on the rest of humanity again. Never mind that without the UNSC's efforts, they'd have been mosquitoes on the Covenant's windshield. They weren't the kind to get choked up over such favors. So while the war might have been over, the battles went on, just over different issues. I kinda miss the old days. At least then you knew who to shoot and who might be drawing a bead on you. But as Commander Musa likes to say, you don't always get to fight your favorite foes. He also likes to say that as Spartans, we no longer have formal ranks like they do in the rest of the military, which we're supposed to take.